So I'm going to let you know what we found when we were looking at patients at City Clinic based on their reason for visit. So a little bit about City Clinic. It's in San Francisco. It's our only municipal SCD clinic. We've been providing services since 1911. We offer comprehensive STD and HIV services, so basically anything from HIV test to primary care. And we've been offering non-occupational post-exposure prophylactics since the year 2000. So for our PEP program, a person has a report, unprotected anal sex with a person who's known to be HIV positive or a person of unknown HIV status, or you share works or needles. So the PEP experience is a person comes in and they get tested for HIV at a baseline test. We also do a pool RNA screening for the individual who does PEP, and we offer that person STD screening. So to finish off PEP here, a person leaves the clinic with two items. They leave with a two-day starter pack, and they leave with a prescription for the remainder 28 days of the course. We recommend that they come back or get screened at their provider 2 weeks after completing the course. So a little bit about our methods. So what we did was we looked at any patient visits from the year 2010 to 2012. We looked exclusively at MSM and transgenders. And just to let you know, the transgenders in this sampling represent only 2% of the population of people we're going to look at. And we were only looking at people who tested HIV negative at the time of their visit. And what we looked at was STD, any person who chose PEP only or STD checkup only as a reason for visit. And reason for visit was given at 2 points at registration and during their clinical exam. So we excluded a few groups. We excluded any person who was known to be HIV positive, any person who's presented to the clinic that day with symptoms, and any person who had been called in, particularly in this case by DIS, and any person who was a contact. So any person who came in and said, I'm coming in due to somebody calling me due to their infection. And what we compared is the demographics, the morbidity at visit, STD history, between those two groups. So overall, we had a total of almost 50,000 people that came to the clinic during those 2 years, but we're only going to focus on the 21,400 patients visits that identified at their point of visit as MSM and transgender. What we found was, a little bit under 900 chose PEP only as a reason for visit, and we had 3,349 who chose STD checkup as a reason for visit. What we also found was the age groups of 25 to 45 were more likely, had a higher proportion among both groups. And when we looked at race and ethnicity, what we found was African Americans had a lower proportion compared to other groups in either group. This is the point where we look at STD history, and this first part here is looking at if a person in any group had they been tested for an STD in the past 12 months. So 51% of the PEP-only patients said that they had been tested for an STD in the past 12 months. And what we found when we looked at people who had been diagnosed with an STD in the past 12 months, we found that 19% of the PEP-only patients had been diagnosed with an STD. Here we look at the percentage of STD diagnosis among those who had visits. And so what you find is the morbidity of people who came in for an STD test and was diagnosed with an STD test, a high proportion of those were in the PEP-only visit. And just as a side note here, this could also include people who had two infections. And then this is the breakdown by those infections. And this is the breakdown of people who had rectal gonorrhea and chlamydia, or chlamydia, and then those who were diagnosed with HIV at the time of their visit. So in summary, what we were able to do through this was we were able to identify 108 STD infections that may have otherwise not been diagnosed in a timely fashion. And we found that integrating a PEP program into an STD clinic is feasible, and PEP services can be possibly a useful tool for identifying additional untreated STDs, and we plan to explore other ways to improve the awareness of PEP. Thank you.